You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. When I was listening to myself saying the intro and I said New Churches is an online hub, immediately you popped into my head where you do your New Churches rap.
What's my New Churches rap? I forgot. What's my New Churches rap?
You were like, New Churches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do it. No, do it.
Why?
Because I forgot
it's
it.
It's not a rap.
Well, it's a rhyme.
What are you talking about? Newchurches.com? Or are you talking about New Churches? What are you talking about, dude?
You were talking about some sort of rap and rhyme. Anyways, if it comes up, bring it up.
All right. I don't remember, but I'm not terribly caffeinated for this episode.
Hey, caffeine is good. And you're going to need caffeine for this question.
Okay.
This question's probably one of the most fascinating ones we've received to date. And that's a pretty big claim, because this is episode 266.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And I'm not saying anything negative about the other questions, but this question is just fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So let's listen in.
Right now, I work a full-time job as an analyst for a company. I work from home, so I do have flexibility. With that flexibility, I'm able to meet with people and stuff during the day. We use a temporary location that we just rent on Sundays, and we have a trailer that we haul our stuff to and from the church. We are self-sustaining. We've been self-sustaining since we started last September, and we've been able to manage our own just because we do have a low overhead and cost. My question is it more beneficial to move me to a more part-time status where I can spend more time as a pastor in the community with the church, or would it be more beneficial to us to move into a more permanent rental location, something that, you know, we have permanent signage and stuff like that? What are your thoughts? Thank you.
Okay, so
I'm out.
Okay, so what I want to do with this episode is I want us to take sides.
All right.
And I want us to advocate for the side that we have chosen.
What do you want to advocate for? Or what do you want me to advocate for?
I'll be deferential. No, you can choose.
I'll let you choose. Go for it.
Okay, I will advocate.
Explain the two sides as you see them.
Okay, so I will advocate for moving to part-time status. So he's fully bivocational, mm-hmm. right? His church is self-sustaining. And I'm going to advocate for the side of moving him to being part-time with the extra, you know, with the extra finances that they have. And you can advocate for you keeping him bivocational, mm-hmm. and instead using that money to get a permanent location.
All right.
Ready?
Sure.
James, our producer, we need some good music right now. Rocky. Oh, yeah, I know. No kidding. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for the main event.
Hey, that's pretty good. I think you've been to a lot of wrestling or monster truck rallies, eh? Okay, so let's do this.
Iron Mike Tyson!
All right, so I would say it is beneficial for him to move to part-time status.
You're wrong.
If he has the finances. Yeah, that's good. Let's bring it on. Bring it on. So I would say it's beneficial for him to do that, because as the church is growing, and a sign that the church is growing is that you are self-sustaining, that you are getting to that point. Now, obviously, you said there's low overhead and such, but by moving to a part-time status, I would only see that as beneficial if you are going to spend that time developing leaders who are then going to develop leaders, right? Doing that and spending time with the lost. So leaders and the lost. If all you're doing is moving to part-time so that you can now have more time to read, or part-time so that you have more time to do sermon prep, or part-time so that you can now go have coffee in the community and be like the pastor of the area. I would not encourage that. I'd say just do that with as you're doing it now and equip other people to do that. But if you're gonna move to part-time, I would say use it to spend time with leaders and lost. Now, how about you,
Todd? I want your side.
Tough luck. Right. So now you need to argue why he should stay Bivo.
Well, what's beneficial isn't always what's right, Daniel. Mm. And so what's right in this situation is for him to stay right where he is and continue to work full time and be an example of what ministry looks like to his congregation. By doing so, he tells them, hey, I'm never asking you to do anything that I'm not doing myself.
Yeah.
I'm calling you to be a volunteer. Statement. I'm calling you to lead. I'm calling you to spend all this extra time, effort, and energy apart from your 40 plus hour a week job. Well, I've got a 40 plus hour a week job too. I'm not asking you to do anything that I'm not doing already. Hmm. Furthermore, he stays connected, very connected to what it's really like in the working world. He could lose some of his credibility with his people over the course of time if he does that. The other thing that he can do by doing this, he is also showing a model, an example of generosity and sacrifice as well. So he's sacrificially giving to the church by not taking. He's sacrificially giving to the church by putting the money that would go toward his salary to a location so that they can better serve the children of the church, so that they can better serve the community of the church, so they can let the community know that they're there.
All right,
through advertising and other things.
So you had me wanting to go to your side until that last point.
Until what point?
No, until the last point of putting that money into a building. Right,
I didn't
because
say
why?
Put it into
yeah,
a building.
Yeah, because you said, you know, you gotta. I agreed 100% up until that last point, because if you're putting your money, that extra money that you have as a congregation, into a permanent location, you're actually going to kill volunteer opportunities.
I didn't say a permanent location.
No,
you're putting words into my mouth.
No, you're okay. Well, if you didn't say, you're supposed to say permanent location, because that was his question.
Oh, a permanent location.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Were you a part of debate club growing up?
No, but I in college I ended up doing speech, like competing at the college level,
because that was really convincing.
Well, it was. So we did extemp. Extemp was you don't know what argument you're getting until you get it.
Gotcha.
And so it would be like, oh, you had to have this big Rolodex of news or big cases of newspapers and articles and stuff because you got 20 minutes to prepare your speech on a specific subject and, you know, bent.
You're showing your age because all that is online now. It was the newspapers with the big rods, right?
No.
So they could be hung?
No. It was really filing cabinets, actually.
Yeah. That's awesome.
With photocopies of newspapers.
We were actually talking about this yesterday, transparencies. And one of the members of our team didn't know what a transparency was.
Yes.
Anyway, going back to our argument here.
Right. And so, furthermore, okay, so I would say, hey, don't necessarily put it into a building, but do put it into a permanent building anyway.
Yeah.
Because I have a hard time believing that you're going to find a permanent facility for half of your salary anyway. I mean,
that's true. Mortgage wise. Yeah. Because it's not just about your mortgage payments.
No.
It's way more than your mortgage payments.
Everything
that
goes into it. So I would say, you know, maybe a better rental facility or more space for kids. That's what I was thinking of, is being able to do that kind of a thing. And honestly, it's just from a stewardship perspective, it's what you're going to, if you're going to, I'm more advocating in my position to say not working does some of the things I was talking about. It's up to you how you spend that money. If you spend it on more advertising or you spend it on space, but you do model two things. You model, I am not asking you to do anything that I'm not willing to do. and you're modeling sacrifice, because people will understand that that's a sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah. And on all those notes, I would agree with you that it does really model, and it's a compelling statement when you tell everyone, hey, I'm working a full-time job just like you guys, right? But as the church grows, and as you have more and more people who are coming, and there's more and more opportunity and need to develop leaders, that's when I would say you got to scale up your time and scale up your time in ministry and scale down your time in your outside job. And when you do that, I think that's a justification to begin taking a salary from the church. Right. Now, what I would say is any bivocational church model that I've seen that successfully done it over the long haul and has been able to grow, there's never just been one bivocational staff member. It was always led by a team of bivocational guys.
Right.
Right. And the reason you need to have a team is, think about it, right? If each bivocational person, and I'm not just talking about, hey, this is your leadership team. I'm talking about they are staff, right? They have another job, but they are staff. And if you have four guys who are all giving 15 hours a week, right, and they're doing 40-hour a week jobs elsewhere, I mean, that's, you know, you have a person and a half, you know, I mean, however you want to do the math when it comes to hours a week and full-time equivalents and all that stuff, you have a lot. And then you add a couple more people onto that, and then you have leaders under them that begin to lead the ministry. And, you know, as we always talk about with leadership pipeline, that's when you can begin scaling and you see the effect, the long-term effectiveness of bivocational ministry. If you're the only guy, if you're the only pastor and you're bivocational, it's hard to grow your church, you know, beyond 100, 150, 200, because you just don't have the time to manage everything.
I'd say 150 is your top.
Yeah. So you need to have a team.
Word.
Yeah. All right. That wasn't as, you know, fighting as I thought it would be, but well, it's probably because we
lost.
Oh, okay there. No, I think it's probably because we actually both agree with each other.
We pretty much did meet them. We both had caveats on.
We did.
Leaders in the Lost. I'm with you.
Leaders in the Lost. Well, thanks again for tuning in. And if you haven't yet subscribed or left us a rating and review, hey, here's the cool thing. We're actually on Google Play now. It really? Took us like 200 something episodes to finally get on Google Play. There's something off about it, but
is
we're on
it. Is Final Q on Google Play?
No, it's not on Google Play.
Are we on Google Play?
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you listen to podcasts via Google Play, please let us know.
Who
I
does?
Don't,
I don't even know.
I had like, a few people ask.
Care?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there you go. We will catch you next time.